Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. There's been a lot of talk recently about bringing back the woolly mammoth, and sometimes other creatures too. In this episode, I'm going to explain why I think de-extinction, as it's called, is a problematic thing that we should not pursue. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called No Coming Back. The problems with de-extinction. Let's get started. So, first problem with de-extinction is that, as I covered in my episode Debunking Evolution, I think, and I don't think there's any scripture that directly says this, as far as I can tell, and I've read the whole thing all the way through, but I think that just like every individual has a time on this earth where God calls us home, I think every species does too. And so when you bring back, quote unquote, something that God has already decided is to be extinct, you're not doing much better than somebody who brings back a dead person and does so for nefarious means. I do believe that that a dead person can be brought back if it's God's will, but like, as far as I can tell, this de-extinction stuff to me seems more analogous to if you used sorcery to bring back the dead. It's like witchcraft in a lab. It's witchcraft in a petri dish. That's what it is, as far as I'm concerned. And I also would say this. Think about how that animal would feel if you bring back a woolly mammoth, or even two woolly mammoths. They're not going to have any members of their kind to teach them how to do woolly mammoth stuff. They're going to be thrust into an alien world that they do not recognize, with no living family members, no older family members to guide them. And especially when you're talking about animals that, as far as I can tell, were probably herd animals, like elephants. Animals not having a herd to be a member of when they are herd animals is going to psychologically affect them. And not in a good way. So I think that instead of trying to show off, these scientists should hold back and say, wait, these poor animals are not going to have what they need. Even if we bring them back, even if we put them in the perfect habitat, they're still going to have a missing piece that we can never fill. And they're still not going to recognize the world that they're in. Because let's face it, woolly mammoths went extinct 4,000 years ago. The Earth is 6,000 years old. In those 4,000 years, which is most of the Earth's existence, the Earth has changed quite a bit, mostly thanks to human activity, but not entirely. There's been a lot of, like, islands come and go, different tree species and grass species come and go, droughts, floods, you name it. All of that will affect the landscape, even within a couple of centuries, let alone 4,000 years. So the idea that we can bring an animal back, or that we even should bring that animal back, and that we can place it in a perfect habitat and everything will be okay, is just absurd. Because even if we put the woolly mammoth in the exact same geographical area that it used to live in, that habitat is still not going to be exactly like it was back then. And I'm not saying we should make it exactly like it was back then, because even if we could do that, time marches on. I'm not in favor of progress for its own sake, but I also acknowledge that change is inevitable, and that while there's nothing new under the sun, anything that can't change will die. And that's partially why God makes things go extinct when he does is because he knows that if a species cannot change when the environment around it changes, it will die. Now, that being said, I do not believe in evolution, as I have covered multiple times. I think that evolution has a lot of other issues, and you can feel free to listen to the episode Evolution is a Lie if you want to know more. But I do think that every individual organism, whether a person, an animal, has to be able to change somewhat in order to survive. And the fact that some can't, which leads to their extinction, that's just part of the way God designed this world. We live in a fallen world, and any attempt to make it perfect will only end in disaster. I also would also like to point out just that there doesn't seem to be any real use in bringing back the woolly mammoth, or any other animal for that matter, that is not here now. Because if it served a purpose, it would still be here. That's why I think that God calls species home when he does. Because if that species is not serving a purpose, then why would it be here? God does not speak in vain. Therefore, if there is no purpose the woolly mammoth accomplishes that another animal in the same area cannot accomplish, then that woolly mammoth doesn't need to be here, and since God doesn't speak in vain, he's going to call it home. That's just the way it is. So, why bring it back? Other than to show off and to show that you can, and to perform your witchcraft that you call science, why bring it back when it's clearly not serving a purpose? It would be like if I went out to the dumpster. You know, it'd be like if I lived in a house full of stuff and I was a hoarder. And I went to a dumpster, I went dumpster diving, and dug up like 70,000 empty water bottles, plastic single-use water bottles. What would be the purpose of that? Or not even just water bottles that could potentially serve a use. What if I just dug up a bunch of ice cream wrappers and dirty diapers and broken electronics, things that serve no purpose? If they serve no purpose, why should I keep them around? And it's the same concept here. If the thing serves no purpose, then there's no reason to keep it around, or especially to go to the trouble of artificially bringing it back. That's the problem I have with this promotion in our culture today of diversity for its own sake. The idea that diversity itself is a strength. It is not. Diversity that serves no other purpose will only cause problems. It doesn't help anybody. Just because the airline pilot happens to be black or purple or pink or whatever color, if he's a bad pilot or she's a bad pilot, then there's no reason to hire him or her as an airline pilot, because the purpose of airline pilots is to successfully fly and land planes without killing anyone, preferably. So, that's essentially my views on this de-extinction idea, is that we shouldn't do it because, for one thing, it's scientific sorcery, it's witchcraft in a test tube. We also shouldn't do it because it serves no real purpose, because if that animal still served a purpose in its area, then God would keep it around. But he doesn't. Because the animal does not serve a purpose, then clearly that's why God calls it home when he does. And then my final argument against this practice is that even if you can bring the animal back, the animal itself is going to suffer because it will not have the older members of the herd to lead it and show it how to successfully live as a woolly mammoth or whatever animal it is, if it is a herd animal. And even if it's a solitary animal, it won't have a parent to be an example to lead it and show it how to survive. So you're setting these animals up for psychological harm and failure. So, with all of that out of the way, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become more informed by it. I hope you will listen next time and pass it along to anybody that might be interested. You can find this podcast on Spotify and Amazon Music and the RSS feed. You can find us on Facebook as Jesse's Fireside Chats, J-E-S-S-E-A-S, just like it says on the cover. You can find us on X at JFSCpod. You can also find us, if you want to shoot us an email, you can send it to jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S firesidechats, all one word, @gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day.